In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good morning, everyone. In this morning's Gospel, we have a very unique character. We know that this man is short in his stature. He's a very short man. And not many people like him in his town, because he is the chief tax collector. And the chief tax collector was a Jewish man who collected money from his own people to give to the Roman army. So to the Jews, he was a traitor. So nobody liked this short man. And Jesus was coming to town. He came to the city of Jericho, and he came, and Zacchaeus wanted to see Christ. Yet there was this big crowd that surrounded Christ, and he couldn't see. He was very short. He tried to look over, and he couldn't see the Messiah. So he climbed a tree. So you can imagine this little short man trying to climb a tree so he can see Christ, our Lord and the Savior. And he was searching for God. He was searching to see God himself. So he climbs this tree, and as Christ is walking by, he looks up at the tree and he says, "Zacchaeus, come down. I am going to stay at your house." So he personally calls Zacchaeus by his name. He doesn't say, "Hey you, I'm going to stay over." He says, "Zacchaeus, I am coming to your house." Christ knew what was in Zacchaeus' heart before he even asked him. Zacchaeus was curious and open to God, and God did the rest. And this is what we need to do as well. We need to be open to God. We need to be curious about God. We need to open ourselves to Christ, and He will let Himself in. He will come uninvited. And when Christ came to Zacchaeus' home, Zacchaeus' family was all transformed. This man who was taking money from his own people and was hated then said, "I will restore everything back to the people," because Christ transformed his heart. And Christ says, "Today salvation will come to this house." And the question is, do we open ourselves up to Christ? Do we open our homes to Christ? Now, Christ is in our homes uninvited, no matter what. But we must open our hearts to Him as well. And when we open these little cracks, Christ lets Himself in, into our hearts, into our homes. And we are more aware of Christ in our homes when we pray to Him before we eat, before we sleep. When we pray to Him before we sleep, we go to bed in a more calm and a more peaceful and a more prayerful mind. When we pray to Christ before we eat with a more appreciation of God's gifts. When the more we are aware of Christ in our house, we become like Zacchaeus. We become transformed. And we don't allow any obstacle to get in between us and God. Zacchaeus had two obstacles. One was a physical obstacle. He was very short, so he couldn't see God. And he went above that. He climbed a tree. He didn't allow any obstacles. We shouldn't allow any obstacles, any physical obstacles, to get to church, to pray. We shouldn't allow any crowd to block us from Christ. And of course, Zacchaeus had a spiritual obstacle, something that he allowed his passions, his desires, to be more important than God and the people. And we too must also focus on Christ more than the things that we desire. So like Zacchaeus, may we all allow Christ to be in our hearts, in our homes, in our lives forever. Amen.